What do you call that substance that fills the air in London? London is noted for it. I
think. Fog.
And what kind of a day is it when this...
Foggy.
Okay. You have a long period without rain. What do you call that? A
drought.
And if the wind is the wind suddenly starts to blow, you might say the wind is doing what? Yeah, but don't be troubled by this one. You might not have.
No, I don't know any.
Picking up, breezing on, breezing up, rising.
I would probably say
stronger.
Blowing up, something more likely.
And then after it's done this, and then it when it begins to subside, you might say the wind is.
I don't know whether I'd say abated or tapered off, something like
okay.
that. Some phrase like that, I suppose.
Letting up. Or
let up probably would be more. That's about.
But
right.
it with is, you'd say the wind is.
Letting up, I would say. Presuming it hadn't ceased altogether, yeah.
Okay. If you looked out the window in the autumn and you saw we hadn't snowed, but there was the ground was covered with white. You say we had a what last night?
Snowfall.
But it wasn't snow though. Hadn't had any snow yet. But there was a little white on the ground.
Oh, well, the frost, sure.
And. Got pretty cold. There's one of those bird baths out there, and you say the water in the bird bath did what last night? It
froze over.
Now, what would you call this room?
Parlor.
Okay.
Some people call it living room, but I think I use the term parlor more often.
Now, how about the rooms? You give me the rooms in this house, or the rooms in this house, or if there are other rooms in the house. Which did you live in a larger house when you were younger?
Oh yes. Yeah.
Okay. Let's take this house first. Just name the rooms. I'll have to write. I don't write it on a separate piece of paper. So just name them. Name them.
I would say the parlor, the kitchen. Bedroom, and bathroom.
Okay. Now, how about in the house that's here? Now, how about in the house, in the largest house you lived in, and where was that house too? That's important too.
No, thanks. I guess the largest house I lived in was on Surf Street when I was a little kid. We rented a whole house, and there were, before we left there, four of us, and my mother, and my father had died there. I suppose that. Well, we never had, I don't recall having an attic, but we had an upstairs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we had extra bedrooms. And I guess that would be the only difference. We had a dining room off a living room or parlor. Then a kitchen, hallway, and the other rooms I think we just called bedrooms, except for an upstairs bathroom, as I remember. Or bedrooms. Those days you didn't have Rathskellers and what have you. Romp rooms.
Yeah. How about